Tony Auth has a political cartoon depicting Mount Rushmore. George Washington says, "How are they going to celebrate the bicentennial of the Constitution?" Thomas Jefferson replies, "With a fairly major assault, secret war, contempt of Congress, abuse of power, laundering of funds, imperial presidency, the usual stuff." This is one of the cartoons collected in Auth's new book, Lost in Space, The Reagan Years. Tony Auth is the Pulitzer Prize-winning editorial cartoonist for the Philadelphia Inquirer and is syndicated in 100 other papers. In looking back on the Reagan era, Auth told me that he believes Reagan's attack on domestic social programs marked a turning point for many political cartoonists.
When he started devastating various domestic programs, and especially since the Reagan administration was using the term truly needy, and that was something that we could latch onto and use against the administration, they stopped using that term. And it was, in fact, in reaction against one of my cartoons, I'm told.
Describe the cartoon that it was a reaction to.
Well, I think the one they said was when I had them launching a presidential yacht, which Reagan had named the Truly Needy.
Now, how did this get back to you?
The New Yorker did a piece on it, and they mentioned that in the piece.
So that shows that a cartoonist can actually have some influence, which is something
strange,
I'm sure you've
but
doubted,
true.
Right? No, but seriously, I bet you have doubted that.
Of course.
Now, there's also a cartoon where Reagan is basically acting as a pimp for Marcos, offering him... offering him the Statue of Liberty, and he's telling the Statue of Liberty, he's handing the Statue of Liberty a sheer bra and some stockings and is saying something like, put this on and act like you're enjoying it.
Right.
And Marcos is in another room looking very sleazy. And Reagan, I should say, in the role of the pimp, is wearing a flowered shirt and pinstripe bell-bottoms with two-tone pointy shoes. How did you come up with this idea of you showing him as a pimp compromising democracy by quote, having democracy go to bed with Marcos?
Yeah. You know, one of my techniques is to say, okay, what's really going on here? And in that case, it was a fairly easy thing. And then the trick is to somehow communicate Reagan's persona in a strange and metaphorical way and still have it work. And I don't know if it didn't. I'm sure I lost a lot of people on that cartoon.
Well, I was going to ask you about that because I bet it offended a lot of people. I think I've seen cartoons where there's some kind of image of two political leaders going to bed together. But to have Reagan literally dressed as a pimp, I can't say I've seen an image like that before in a political cartoon.
Yeah.
So did you get a lot of... criticism for it, angry letters, anything like that?
Well, a few angry letters, but not as many as I would have expected.
Washington correspondents, when they're covering a president, they travel with the president. They're there for the press conferences. They'll go on the road if the president goes on the road. How do you get your take on the president? Is it by reading? Do you ever go see the president? Or
no, I think that would be a very counterproductive activity. No, it's very essentially lonely work. I mean, I spend more time reading than doing anything else.
Mm-hmm.
The cartoonists, though, as an organization, meet every other year in Washington, and they try desperately to see the president. And the last time they had a Rose Garden audience, and I boycotted it because I just think it's really silly.
Why do you think it's silly?
Well, because I think in that kind of a situation, the president is trying to use the cartoonists. And I think that more than anything else, the atmosphere that is, the attitude that is generated by the president and they're trying to get everybody to buy into is one that, well, you know, basically you guys draw these funny pictures and we're the politicians and we're all in this together and it's not very serious.
So you take it more seriously than that. It's not just little jokes.
Well, I think cartoonists have a problem being taken seriously in any event, and I do everything I can to not play the clown and to not have that attitude be accepted. And a lot of cartoonists cooperate with that. I mean, they wear strange clothes and they joke about who they're going to vote for, who's the easiest to draw. All that kind of stuff kind of annoys me.
who's the easiest to draw. Now, that really cheapens the political message of a cartoon.
Of course, as if what we were about was filling the editorial pages with people that we could draw easily.
You have a cartoon that basically mocks President Reagan's budget. I think budgets are hard to cartoon without doing, like, pie graphs, pie charts,
right,
and things like that.
Right.
Would you read the captions and describe what you've done with this?
Well, this is a six-panel cartoon, and it's Reagan reading his budget. And he says, the cities, we can't afford them. Education, we can't afford it. Transportation, we can't afford it. Farm subsidies, we can't afford them. Environmental protection, we can't afford it. And then he slams the book shut, and his expression changes to one of ferocity, and he says, defense, we can't afford not to protect our cities, schools, transportation, farms, and environment.
I like that very much. I think you've gotten to things that are, again, hard to get to in a cartoon. Any insights you can give us into how you came up with that idea?
Well, like many of them, this just comes from reading the news stories. And this was a story about the budget and what had happened to the budget and, just free associating and how to, once I figure out what I want to say, the craft part takes over. And that's generally enjoyable.
The introduction to your book is written by your friend and colleague, cartoonist Jules Pfeiffer. And I want to read a couple of things that Pfeiffer has to say about you. Tony Auth's cartoons are not just funny, they have true political content. Unlike too many of his colleagues, Auth doesn't pick on Ronald Reagan for his superficial defects. His argument is with Reagan's extremism, callousness, hypocrisy, and ignorance, all of which he presents to us with humor. I wonder what your reaction is. I don't mean to put you on the spot and have you pass judgment on your colleagues, but do you agree with Pfeiffer that a lot of political cartoons today are funny, but they don't really have political grit? They don't really go to the heart of the political issue?
Well, that is a problem that cartoonists often talk about when they get together. There is a tendency to do gags about the headlines,
mm-hmm,
and to print them on the editorial page. And what comes to mind is Jerry Ford and all the cartoons and commentary about him bumping his head. And I never did one cartoon about him bumping his head, because the fact of the matter is he's probably the greatest athlete that we've ever had elected president. He slips once. You know, if people were photographing us all the time, God knows what the...
Oh, not me.
But actually, I did use it once as a metaphor for him slipping in with regard to some sort of policy or something. That, to me, makes it work, and then you can use that as a metaphor.
Mm-hmm.
But to do jokes about somebody hitting their head is just, so what?
You got started, didn't you, at Underground Papers?
Yes.
That must have been good in the sense that you were really expected to be outspoken there. Anything goes.
I had more trouble there than at the Inquirer.
No, really?
Yes, because Underground editors tended to think that they knew the truth.
Oh, so you had to be politically correct.
Right. The worst thing for a cartoonist is to have an editor who thinks he knows the truth.
Funny how that works. You came of age as a cartoonist with Watergate.
Yes.
Well,
Vietnam and Watergate.
Okay. Was it in some... was it good for Tony Auth that there was Watergate? That's not what I mean. but I mean, you had issues.
Paradox.
I know, but you had issues that really mattered to people when you started cartooning professionally.
Well, I think
I'm not saying that issues now don't matter, but there are times when there aren't really big issues.
Yes, and I think that political cartoonists are caused by social upheaval. I would have been a medical illustrator, as I was, had it not been for Vietnam and then Watergate. And in the 50s, in the very early 60s, Herblock and Conrad and Malden used to sit around and say, what's happening to our profession? It's dying. We have no new blood. And all they needed was a Vietnam and a civil rights movement, followed by a Watergate, what you had was waves of cartoonists being, put ashore, who otherwise would have been something else.
Tony, thanks a lot for talking with
us. Thank you, Terry.
Political cartoonist Tony Auth, his new book, Lost in Space, is published by Andrews and McMeel. You're listening to Fresh Air.